Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
I know there's a lot going on in the world, and sometimes it all relates, folks. I want to hear from you today, 570-883-0098. In the studio, I am joined by Deborah A. Daniel-Schweitzer. She is the author of the book, Society's Child. She is a local lady from West Pittston, willing to share her story. And you've got to give her a lot of credit for bearing her soul like this, for not only writing the book and putting it out there, but she's not afraid to talk in front of people one bit whatsoever. And here's just another portion of the book to tell you that this is not a Bible-thumping book by any means. It is a true heartfelt story.
Well, there's a part in this about, what I wanted to let people understand is that you can change your mind about something and have an opinion, but when God changes your mind and he takes the scales off your eyes, I said, you mean people are really... There's different kinds of people out here. I mean, I just saw everything so differently, and that's where that song comes, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound.
It's amazing, too. I noticed that you have a better understanding for other people, where when you're living in that, the world, let's say, because you've heard it referred to as in this world and not of this world.
Yes.
That when you get out of this world and you look at other people, your judgments kind of just fall off. You're not as judgmental of other people. You're more understanding and know where they're coming from.
Certainly. Exactly. We're not here to judge. See, the unbelievers, they're going to be judged already.
Mm-hmm. But we're not here to judge the world by any means.
But on the other hand, am I going to sit and go with a friend of mine and watch them sin and hang out with them? No. It says, the Bible says, not even to eat or drink with someone that's going to do that. It's not that I would be judging them. It's that I would love them enough to say, I can't. I would, because I didn't do that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, when some young girl said, go over there and punch that girl out. I was so needy for friends that I would do anything. I go over and I just sucker punch this girl right in the face. I still don't know who she was or why I did it. But that wasn't me. And see, that wasn't who I really was. Who I really was his child from a little girl. And I turned my back and said, you know, no, I don't believe any of this, you know, until that day when this woman says to me at church, I decided to go to a miracle rally with my friend Mary across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And her little boys invited me and said, there's miracles happening there. I said, now this is something I got to see.
And we're going to talk more about that. Let's go to the phone really quick, talk to Jimmy in Pittston, and then I see Ronald's trying to check in. So let's get to these calls, and then we'll get to a portion of your book before we go to break. Hello, how are you, Jimmy?
Hey, Nikki Stone. First off, I want to say, absolutely excellent program. The speaker you have is to be commendable.
Oh, thank you.
Jimmy, you're a doll.
Well, we're good friends, and I'm still going to give that picture he had in the parade. Just give me time. I have so much backup work I'm doing.
Hey, I know. If anybody knows about backup work, it is me. Thank you very much.
But I just want to share, she was kept back in ninth grade. I was kept back in Pittston area 7th grade. But you know how you're thrown in? I think she could enlighten this part. You know how you lost your old friends like 3rd grade, 4th, up to 8th? Mm-hmm. And I was thrown into a bad bunch. I wasn't even with my regular friends. I was thrown in seventh grade with those seventh graders who were already kept back. Yeah, could she enlighten that on that? And I was bullied. That's why I got kept back.
Well, the only thing was is I was totally embarrassed and needed friends. But the principal said I might be able to go back up if I got all A's in the first quarter. And so I never went out. I never did anything. I got all A's except one B. And he said, nope, you got to be, got to stay where you're at. And I just lost it. I just lost all hope of trying anymore. And I didn't care about my grades anymore. And then it just the slippery slope of everything. And then bullying, you know, the group I ended up finding were bullies. You know, they were some nice people now, but they were bullies then, you know. And a lot of people bully other people, and sometimes it makes you stronger. Everything in my life. Let me tell you something. I regret nothing in my life except those babies, really, because it made me who I am today, and I like who I am today.
I look back on certain things in my life, too, and I don't regret my past one bit whatsoever, because everything made me who I am. You know, the hard times built my backbone and helped me be more understanding of other people and see things in a different way and be able to accomplish some of the things that I've accomplished. And without that struggle, I wouldn't be here, I don't think. Jimmy? Yes, dear?
Yeah, just on the small part on the sexuality, if you come halfway, and maybe I'm wrong, but even having sex, nobody forces anybody to do it, unless it's rape, of course. But that's a choice. Can you guys come halfway on me, or am I wrong? That's a choice now.
We don't teach it enough, though, and we haven't teached it enough in years, that abstinence is, it's always given as an option, but people are, it doesn't sound like any fun.
That's where I'm pro-choice. You have the choice whether to get pregnant or not.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And I didn't know, no one taught me. I mean, my mother...
Well, I mean, from what's on TV, they didn't have, like, when your mom was younger, even, they didn't have the TV shows and the sexuality on the TV shows. And then when you were growing up, 60s, 70s, you're really talking about
love the one
peace.
You're with.
Yeah, love the one that you were peace, love, and happiness, you know, that kind of stuff, which, you know, in today we live with do what makes you happy. Well, my famous quote for that is Charles Manson got happy watching people get killed and having people killed. And when you say that, people get a little offended by it.
The only thing my mother ever told me was don't have sex unless you love the person. Well, what's a 16-year-old supposed to know what love is? I never knew what love was until I met Jesus Christ.
I would really like to do a whole show on what love is. Because the descriptions of how love is and what the world says love is and what the Bible says love is and what love might really be. What is love? It's so indescribable. And, you know, we think of butterflies in the stomach and, you know, and certain things like that when it is lay down your life for me, you know?
Yep.
And just to end this, I know you've been preaching and everything, and just to end this, even in the Bible, does it also say Christ said it? Not the apostles, but Jesus himself said, you look at a woman lustfully, you're already committed to sin. Am I wrong?
Well, when they talk about adultery, yes, it does say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're with someone, it does say that. And people, you know, today's world does not see it that way. One bit whatsoever. And the other thing they don't understand, what people don't understand is it's not just a set of rules to keep you from having fun. It's a set of rules
do's. Well, it's a lot of do's, not a lot of don'ts.
But also the things that you shouldn't be doing are mentioned because a lot of that stuff brings destruction and unhappiness.
He says it to protect us because he loves us so much. He tells us what he hates. He tells us what not to do. Because why? Because he doesn't want us
to feel the pain that goes with it.
Because he's going to be with us right in that toilet as we're throwing up from drinking alcohol. He's going to be right there with us wishing, you know, stroking our head saying, I love you. I wish you didn't have to go through this. But I still love you. you know.
Forgiveness, 70 times, yeah. 70 times 70. All right, thank you for checking in, Jimmy. I really appreciate that.
You want to I love both of you very much. God bless both of you, and have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Lots of hot dogs. God bless. Lots of hot dogs and steak.
Sounds good. Now I'm hungry. Thanks.
How much time do I have to read a little bit of this?
About a minute to two.
My girlfriend across the street decided she was going to, she had found Jesus about 6 months before me. She started wanting to tell me, and she didn't really know what she was doing. She was just loving me, caring about me and talking to me about, because I was there having, I had a little baby and no father. And the father was an adulterer. I almost committed suicide because I did have this child. I said, I can't keep aborting children. I'm going to have this child. And so I had him, and she told me, and these little kids came over and invited me to this miracle rally. And I said, well, that's something I've never seen. Maybe I'll go. And I ended up going, and I got there, and there was this whole church full of people, and they were singing and singing, and they didn't stop singing. I'm like, what is this? And there was a band. I thought, I've never seen a band. And pretty soon this woman comes out to preach. She was a special speaker. And I said, a woman? I'm a woman's liberal. This is great. I like this. And she starts talking about, you know, the word, and she's, all I could hear her say was, because I was so distracted by everything there, was that we were born in sin. And I said, what? What do you mean? My little Jack was not born in sin. I said, he's precious. There's nothing, you know, and, so anyway, I thought, oh, I can't wait to get out of here and have a cigarette, you know. And then pretty soon, it's ended, and she says, hey, anybody she's want to quit smoking or drinking, come on up. And I said to my friend, oh, geez, I'd love to quit smoking. I couldn't afford it. I was on welfare, living alone, and I said, I would love to quit smoking. I've always wanted to quit smoking. And she said, well, you know, my friend said, go ahead. And I said, nah, I'm not going up there. And then pretty soon she says, last call. She said, if you want to quit smoking, come on up. And so I went up.
And we're going to continue that right after this break. We have Deborah A. Daniel Schweitzer in the studio. She is the author of the book, Society's Child, The Truth About Lies. And you are welcome to call in. Maybe we can do some comparisons about today versus those days of peace, love, and happiness, and how some things have remained the same and how things have changed. Feel free to call in with those. Somebody texted in and said, boy, do you remember how strong your hormones are as a teen?
Yes.
You say abstinence is something we need to teach. It is not practical. I don't think we were designed to wait until you're 30 years old to be married. I believe we were supposed to get married at a young age when your sex drive is... I believe that too. I believe that we were supposed to, but society did change that as well. Society says... Don't, you know, wait until after you graduate from college and you get that degree and you start your career. And then if you have a career, then you don't want to have children then either. Society changed that.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
All right. I have Mary in West Pittston on the phone. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Nikki.
How are you?
I'm very well. And I would like to speak... to your guest there today.
She is right here with me, Mary. I have Deborah in the studio.
I am sure you probably just recognize my voice right now.
Hi, Mary.
I guess you're friends.
We are friends. I'm the Mary in the book.
She's the Mary in the book, and I dedicated the book to her and my other friend, Gary Vincelli, who passed away a long time ago.
Yeah. Again, the book is Society's Child, The Truth About the Lies, and you can find it on Amazon. Yes, Mary, what would you like to say?
Well, I would like to speak to the public, and I would like to tell them that there's so much more to this person, Debbie Daniels Schweitzer, than the book will ever tell. We've been friends and neighbors for probably 45 years.
Wow.
And we're stuck on North Street, and there we'll stay. It's very, very convenient to have a friend to be able to go across the street and her come across the street and her drop off her date, her newspapers from the day before, and just have that camaraderie.
Oh, that's the beauty of living in a town like West Pittston. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I just want to say that Debbie Schweitzer is the real deal. She provokes and is able to explain the things that she says and she does. And this book is probably not going to hit everybody in the same way, but this person, this friend of mine, is just so...
She's crying.
Provoking, I guess I can just say. Me too. Me too.
Okay. I'm going to cry now.
No, don't cry. Don't cry. Let's be one that's not crying. But she doesn't miss an opportunity to help somebody.
Well,
and if it falls on deaf ears, so be it.
You're contradicting the one text message that we received that said, sorry, I'm not buying any of this. She sounds like a delusional opportunist to me. Did she ever consider birth control and combining abortion guilt with entertainment? Nope, nope, nope. They wrote, and I can't even imagine what kind of person would send something like that, but they probably go to, I'm not going to say anything about the Catholic Church.
I think that people are entitled to what they think, but once you know, and once you have the understanding of someone or something, then that makes a difference. If you have the understanding of what abortion really is, and you can see the pictures, and Debbie did that years ago, years and years ago. She found these, and I think it was from Mrs. Gaffney that she had the things the doctor's office would have now, not only the pictures, but the plastic forms and the stages of a baby. Then once you understand that,
I think people don't want to understand that. Mm-hmm. I think the people who are pro don't want to understand that because that might make them feel sad, guilty, have emotion. And as long as you can keep your emotions out of something and you mm-hmm. deny that something's real, it's okay to go on with it. And, I, as a woman now at my age, am offended that they say that my rights, that's the right that I need to have when there's so many other rights I'm worried about, women's health and women's rights. There's more to my health especially at the age of 53, than getting going around, sleeping around and not wanting to have the baby. Because they don't even, they don't, and they deny the fact. And one of the reasons I appreciated having Deb come in and share her story, they deny the fact that it's actually used most often as a form of birth control, not as a form to save a woman's life, and very rarely because of rape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I agree. I agree.
And they don't want to know that it's that's a baby, because then it might be murder, and we can't be guilty of murder.
Yeah. Well, nobody's going to sign up for that.
No. So that's what it's easier to just not give a face
to it.
Listen,
when you kick God out of everything and you expect your country to rally and have patriotism and love and joy and peace, and you kick him out, anything. Look at what's happening.
Yeah.
Look at what's happening. What we're doing to our young children, talking them into getting hormone shots and cutting off their boobs and their, and
when
and,
your brain is not even fully developed, you're talking to children whose brains aren't fully developed. You're encouraging things with children when they can easily be persuaded to a lot of things, and thinking that something's right that might not be right for them. It just does not make any sense. Mary, thank you for calling. I got to go to another break, and then we're going to continue to hear the rest of the story that started.
I'll be listening.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right. Phone calls.
All righty, Ben. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Phone calls are welcome. 570-883-0098. As usual, Nikki, another great show. Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll be back after this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
Kat, really quick before we go to the rest of your story that you were reading. Kat, how are you doing, hon?
Oh, okay, better. I wanted to ask the lady if she would do an audible book, one that you can hear as you're driving down the road, or like in my case, in a shed, you know, listen to it as she speaks it, rather than read the book, because I think it's an important story, especially in this time and age and with everything.
Thank you,
I think it's very important that we hear her story. I'd rather hear from people on the other side rather than the other people who are just political, making money on it.
Well, what about the ones that are out protesting? When I learned yesterday, there's somebody out there with a protesting for their right to kill a baby with a doll hanging between their legs attached to a rope to make it look like, and then they're beating the head of the baby. And they were in favor of abortion, not against abortion. That is the thing.
They're Jack A. I'm not allowed to say on the radio.
I gotcha.
They're Jack A. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And what we want to hear is people like this lady here, her real deal, the real story from the real people who experienced it. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to have it on Audible so that everybody can put it into their, CD, into their player and hear it.
I'll try.
We want to hear it.
I'll try. I don't know how much it's going to cost me.
Do it through Amazon, you could probably do it for free. But you already have a publisher, so I don't know. I've been meaning to do mine as well.
Let us know how much. Let us know how much. We could do a fun drive.
GoFundMe. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Maybe you should get the support of Maternal and Family Health and some of these other organizations.
I have some people I'm going to talk to. My people are going to talk to those.
Can I talk to your people?
I'd be willing to put some in there.
God will handle all of that. You know what? He gives me the desire.
Kat, we love you. We love you.
He gives me the desires of my heart. He'll take care of this.
It always does. Whatever's right, he will. Thanks, Kat. We're going to have Deb read some more here for a second.
Love you, lady.
Thank you. Love you. Bye, Kat.
So I set the scene. I'm at the church. I walk in. Never been in a church since I was 13. And all of a sudden, my ears tingled. I heard a woman yell out the word miracle. So I've been listening to her talking, and she had talked about sin. And born in sin. And the first thing I did was become indignant. I said, my little baby has not been born in sin. What the heck does she want? All I wanted to do is get out of there, have a cigarette, go home. But you know what? I was too curious about the darn miracles. So pretty soon I stayed there, and all of a sudden she says, anybody want to quit smoking or drinking? Come on up. She called out in her southern drawl. Smoking. I hated cigarettes. I wished I could quit. I tried with great effort a couple of times, and it was getting tough to buy them on my meager welfare checks. I smiled and then snickered to Mary. I should go up. I wanted to quit smoking for a long time. And she said, well, go ahead, in a careless tone. No, I dismissed it. A few minutes passed, and the later preacher called out, last call. Anybody want to quit smoking or drinking? Come on up now. Last call. How many times have I yelled that out in one of my bar jobs? I better not let this chance escape me, just in case there was something to all of this. Okay, I said to Mary, what the hell? I'll go up. I'll try anything once. What could it hurt? I moved up to the front and took a place in line that had formed from side to side. The preacher lady was moving down the line, talking to each person and putting their hands on them to pray for whatever they asked for, and some fell backward when she prayed. But waiting behind me, there was a male church member who caught them, and then they put these things over them. I'm going to just jump ahead here. So she comes up to me and she says, what is your need? And I said, I felt something indifferent towards her as I crossed my arm as if to challenge her. I said, smoking. You said I could quit smoking. Well, are you saved? She bellowed close up to my face like an old school teacher. Turning my head and pointing my thumb over her shoulder towards the crowd behind me, I replied, well, I'm not like these people, if that's what you mean. I snickered and laughed. She pressed in, well, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? I said what somewhat impatiently, I don't know if Jesus is the Son of God. That's what they told me when I was young, but how am I supposed to know that? I only came up here because you said I could quit smoking. Again, I responded with the haughtiness of a teenager. She shot back at me with more force in her voice. Well, why should I pray for you if you're not going to accept Jesus into your heart? And at that moment, something wild happened. I found myself breaking into little pieces. Tears even started flowing out, and I began to sob. I could try. I whimpered, stuttering. My indifference vanished. It was just me and her now, or so I thought. She took my hand and began to pray for me. She asked me to repeat some words, starting with Jesus, and I echoed the first one back to her. Jesus? She continued, I repent from all my sins. I repent. And then all of a sudden, I heard this voice screaming inside of me, no, no, don't. And I began to think I should stop all of this here and now. These voices bombarded me at lightning speed. And then I heard another little voice whisper to me, surrender, just surrender. It's okay. Wow. Read the rest of the story to find out what happened about my cigarettes.
Society's Child, a memoir by Deborah A. Daniel Schweitzer. It's Society's Child, The Truth About Lies. That's what you want to search.
Lies, yeah.
The truth about the lies. That's what you want to search on Amazon.
Yeah.
All right. It is so good to have you along today. I really appreciate it. There was coming up, I want you to tell me why TBN would not pick up your book, because TBN now has a publishing company. And I looked at that too because I thought, my book says it's a poetry, well, it's poetry, prose, and prayer.
And it's wonderful.
By a woman, a Christian woman, but it does not necessarily a Christian book, is how I promote mine. So I'm they won't mm-hmm. pick up the book. But real people are real people, and God loves real people. The fake people, they're in question. We'll be talking. I can't do his work. I can't say how he really feels.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
This girl here, what's her name?
You have the
Lauren
CD.
Daigle.
Lauren Daigle. You know what? Okay, that was my bad eyes when you said, did I know who she was? And I said, and I'm looking. I couldn't make out her last name to save my life.
Oh,
I need an eye appointment. Where's Tommy?
That's okay.
Tommy from, the place in Kingston. I can't even remember his name now. I got to go see him.
Yeah, she's talking in this one poem, well, song that she writes about losing her religion. And you know what? Religion in the Greek means to bind up. So it's not religion that we need. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship. Take 60 freaking seconds to ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he will change your eyes, your thoughts, your mind, and your heart.
I think people get confused because they never really learned what a lot of that Bible says.
Yeah. And
you know,
the words of this song is, I've been an actor on a stage playing a role I have to play. I'm getting tired, it's safe to say, leaving behind a masquerade. No more performing out of fear. I'm trying to keep my conscience clear. It all seems so insincere. I'll trade it all to meet you here. I'm losing my religion. I'm losing my religion. I'm losing my religion and finding something new. It's very small. I can need something different, and different looks like you, capital Y.
Those are beautiful lyrics.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, love those lyrics.
Yeah.
We'll get to the phone call that's coming in after the Bloomberg Money Minute, but somebody just keeps asking me and hounding me about, you know, am I okay with us promoting gambling? Listen, everything's okay. Like, it doesn't even say in the Bible that gambling is bad. And the same person, when I said something about drinking, what am I supposed to say? Everything in moderation. What's the quote from the Bible?
All things are lawful, but all things are not expedient.
So
you said it a different way.
And it's all things are permissible. Not everything is beneficial.
Right.
So, you know, it's not mine to judge. If you don't have a problem with gambling, and you're not going to be like losing all your pocket money from gambling, yeah, then you can gamble.
Listen, you know what? Get out of the shoulds. Don't should on me, and I won't should on you. I'm not living in the Old Testament. I'm living in the New Testament, where there's grace and mercy.
This person It just said back to me, Nikki, okay, but I think some people quote Bible then promote gamble. I guess it's their right. Did oh, I geez. Promote gambling?
We're
I
nobody's...
didn't.
Yeah.
This is my vessel to get the word out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have, you know, I don't understand where your problem is with that. Except
you know
what
my pastor used to say? If you can't pay your bills, don't gamble.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
Metallica with the 9th annual Metallica night that went down at Oracle Park in San Francisco Tuesday evening, and it was a wild one. They started off by playing the national anthem at their night. The San Francisco Giants were taking on the New York Mets, and Metallica, who were originally from the city by the bay, were front and center for much of the evening, and they did do the national anthem, and that's how great it sounded. Hello, gosh, Luciano from Wilkes-Barre. You know, Luciano, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling before and then calling back and your patience. I appreciate it.
Because it's a very important topic for me. I'm a slight disagreement with both of you ladies, but let me tell you, I had to forgive myself. I was into a car for almost 25 years. Do you hear this, Nikki? I actually was brainwashed, conditioned, and programmed to believe that Jesus was not the Son of God. I was into a cult. Mm-hmm. I had to forgive myself, and I was very angry at myself when I finally found the good Lord woke me up. Mm-hmm. And one last thing, five of the words most spoken about in the Bible is heaven, hell, self-discipline, peace, and happiness. Thank you, ladies. Take care.
Thank you very much. Yes, you people always misunderstand. And now this person that texted in still wants to argue with me when I told them that their statement did not make sense about the gambling. And they said, because I don't want it to make sense. No, I think it's you that doesn't want it to. Because if I tell you the truth about what it really says in the Bible and where it does not say anywhere in the Bible that gambling is bad. You know, it says don't be a drunkard when it talks about drinking, but it doesn't say you can't drink. I mean, it's kind of mm-hmm. like that everything in moderation type of statement. And you want it to be your way or the highway. But when I bring up drinking to you, you don't turn around and say, oh, yeah, drinking's bad. You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's like, and it is not for me to judge what anybody else does. You know, my vessel to talk about things on the radio is right here on this station. And I appreciate this station and I appreciate the guests that I can bring in. And it's not. Whatever. I don't think I have to explain myself. Why am I explaining myself, Deb? All right, in the studio, we have the author of the book, Society's Child, The Truth About the Lies, Deborah A. Daniel Schweitzer. And see, this is where we say you become more understanding. The more you live, the more you struggle. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you end up like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Is there other things that you want people to, you tap dance around, anything you don't want to answer? Nope, I answered that quite outright.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it says. It's exactly, you're wrong and you won't admit it. Oh my God. Do I have to argue with this person? All right. What else do you want to know or what other people to know? You know what you need to know.
Oh gosh. Well, I'd love to be able to talk to those people that still don't feel as though they've been forgiven. I ran into a woman years ago. So I used to talk a lot out in the newspapers and stuff years ago to schools. But I ran across a woman who whose mom told her to have an abortion, and she confessed it to her priest. And her priest told her that, and she said, I didn't want to have it. I want to be forgiven for it. I can't. And she was like 60 years old. She's telling me this. And he said, you will never be forgiven for that. And so she
I hope
said,
it wasn't one of the same priests that were doing other stuff that should not be forgiven.
I don't know. But you know what? I told her, I showed her in the Bible, I showed her how she could accept this forgiveness, but she couldn't. She said, no. She believed that priest, and that was the end of it.
I do think that there probably are a certain amount of people on that bandwagon marching in the protests that also don't want to admit that they did anything wrong. So if they,
well, that's what I did. Yeah,
you don't want to do that, but one day, and the thing is, you will be forgiven. You can be forgiven, and you
only need to ask as as someone that has not rejected Christ, because if you reject Christ, I hate to tell you, people. Don't ever do that, because you will not be able to go to heaven. It says right in the Bible.
When you come out and you talk about this stuff too, and you admit to who you are, this is what when you say, this is who I am, this is what I did,
mm-hmm.
And it was my past and I'm moving forward, you are saying you could say anything you want about me, but it's not going to hurt me. That's because right. I know who I am.
That's exactly
and
right.
And I know where I'm going.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't want to do that. They want to hide in that, like I talked in the mm-hmm. beginning, when you this subtitle of yours, The Truth About the Lies. Some of the lies that we live under is it's none of your business. And the people who say that the loudest, the people who say that the most, feel like they have stuff to hide.
Yeah.
And that stuff that they're hiding is eating them alive.
Yep. Yep.
You know.
Yeah. You know, there's a scripture that says we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against the principalities and powers in high places. We're fighting against the ruler of this world is Satan. And he wants to divide us. He wants to cause us to fear. Fear is his faith. It's the opposite of what God loves. God loves faith the most in him. But Satan loves faith the most. Us to have faith in him and what he says and what people say and what they come against us.
And I think they also, you know, mistake it for showing up at church on Sundays.
True.
You know,
true.
You can go to church every Sunday you want. Doesn't make you saved or any.
I have that in my book. Going to McDonald's doesn't make you a hamburger. You know,
It's living it. It's 365 days a year. It's what are you doing to serve others? As somebody says, I was kicked out of a Catholic church because I went to a Pentecostal Bible college. Catholic Church is terrible, they said. Now, here's what surprised me the other day. Brian Hughes, who works here, sent me over a PSA to read. There's a charismatic Bible conference going on with the Catholic Church in Scranton. You'll hear the PSA for it. But I'm
those are born again Christians, Catholic Christians that found the truth. Because why? They read their Bible. And you know what? Well, there is proof beyond proof. That the Bible is truly the Word of God. And if you look into Bible mathematics, if you look into the prophecies, the odds of all these prophecies that have come true from the Old Testament to the New Testament is like throwing they equated it like from like 1 to the 110th power. If you put a whole bunch of coins in Texas and you threw one coin in there, that's
I'm
the
surprised
odds.
Bob's not kicking us out. I got to read. Thanks.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's Deborah A. Daniel Schweitzer, Society's Child.
Listening.
This is the book, The Truth About the Lies. Thank you for being with me. Before
Thank
I
you.
Go, this is a great text message to leave with. I was talking to a wonderful priest, and the topic of abortion came up. He said, hate the sin, not the sinner. Also, casting lots for Jesus' garments was gambling, but not a sin. And we all know about turning water into wine. Great show today. Appreciate you. I love you all. Thank you so much. We'll get together again tomorrow. Tomorrow, Matthew Burdett, he wrote the book about having a three-party system. So we'll talk to him. He is also from the Pittston area. Have a great day. I love you, Northeast PA. God bless.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.